Okay. Now I can say this concludes the portion of the interview where the board takes evidence and hears arguments. The board will now deliberate the case in public session. What are everyone's feelings?
Well, I'm a little bit torn on this because I think he should have been provided training, but then again, you have a responsibility as a PTA to know that you should be taught those things. So if nothing else, I think it would benefit Mr. Temple to take an ethics, jurisprudence, documentation course and 1 year probation.
Mm-hmm. Is there a billing course?
I am torn as well in that the productivity standard is really high, but unfortunately not uncommon for the facilities such as he was working in. I did note, and he confirmed that even though he started the clock on the patient first, before they even got there sometimes, stopped at a scheduled time, even though he continued to work with the patient beyond their time. Referencing his character letters submitted, mm-hmm. very well respected by his patients. I would agree that I think there's a good opportunity to educate him on appropriate and legal billing, documentation appropriateness, as well as ethics and following that and intuition that he sounds like he had initially, but he didn't follow through with on it, didn't feel right, but did it anyway.
It's just difficult when you come straight out of school and you go into
yes.
a facility and they're throwing things at you and you're unsure, but I sympathize, but still.
I think this is a position that we've had a number of licensees and certificate holders be in, is that they have succumb to sort of the flow of mm-hmm. the business rather than an understanding of the law. And that's a slippery slope.
It is. Unfortunately, it just becomes worse.
Were you wanting to make that into a motion?
I will make a motion unless somebody else has anything else to say.
Do we need findings of
fact? Findings of fact.
Conclusions of law.
Thank you, Mr. Perry.
If you're going disciplinary.
Right, Evan.
So findings, this would be factual allegations, correct?
Correct. Right. That would be correct if indeed you wish to go in the disciplinary point.
I do.
Okay. Could I ask a question real quick, just for my inquiry? Is a consent agreement disciplinary or not?
It depends upon what type of consent agreement it is.
But you were at an informal hearing.
Right. You're at the informal. Right. So you have the disciplinary options for an informal hearing, and you also have all of your non-disciplinary options.
So I make a motion to provide for the factual allegation. A, charge unreasonable or fraudulent fees for services performed or not performed.
So that would be the jurisdiction. So the findings of fact would be listed underneath that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
We're talking about the findings of fact in our informal hearing brief on page 1, mm-hmm. A, 1 through 4, I think.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So, we're talking about
so underneath A would be 1 through 4. So I make a motion to approve those.
What about B, 1 through 8. Have
a little bit of difficulty with this one. So I make a motion to find for the findings of fact 1 through 4 in A and 1 through 8 in B.
Second.
Does anyone feel the need to discuss this further? It sounds like some of the items in B were potentially up for review.
Yes, I think there's some items in B that can support approving.
Okay.
Which ones?
Number 5. 6.
Are we actually saying which ones? Sorry.
I'm waiting for her.
Okay.
I'm just talking to myself.
Okay. We're still working on it, I think.
I guess I just, I think, you know, items number 5 necessarily through 8 are a little subjective and not.
I'd like to make that.
You can make an amendment to the motion.
So I'd like to amend the motion to include only items 1 through 4 on findings of fact under B 1 through 4.
I'll accept that.
You're going to second that. So you have an amendment on the floor to the motion to have findings of fact under B, to remove findings of fact 5 through 8. Any discussion?
I think we need to keep 8 in there.
Mm-hmm. It's a timestamp.
And I also think we should probably add finding that he wasn't worth looking at treatment records. He was on his phone. And he wasn't looking at patient treatment records at that time.
So did you want to withdraw your amendment to the motion?
Maybe we start over.
Right. Yeah, I withdraw just a bit.
Okay.
That would be clear.
Okay.
I would move that we adopt the findings of fact on page 1 of our informal hearing brief, 1 through 4, and on page 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 8. On finding of fact 8, I would like to also add that Mr. Temple testified that he did not review patient records on his phone.
Can we put that in? Is that allowed?
Well, you already have the factual allegations in there and the statements that he made during the
right
during the course of the proceeding. So it's you're not adding to it. So
oh,
that
okay.
would be under this limited
purpose.
All right,
purpose. Thank you.
This would be appropriate.
Second.
So the motion before you is to accept factual allegations A1 through 4, B number 1, 2, 3, 4, 8, with an addition to 8 that he testified he did not review patient records on his phone. You have a first and a second.
Any additional discussion, or are you ready to vote? Sounds like we may be...
It sounds like there's an ambulance or something in the color house. All right, are you ready for the vote? Mr.
Yes.
Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Findings of fact are accepted. Now you need conclusions of law.
I move that the findings support a violation of ARS 32-2443 and ARS 32-2444.
Second.
Any additional discussion?
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Findings of fact are accepted. Now you may work on your order.
I move that we impose the following discipline: continuing education, 3 hours in ethics, 6 hours in billing, 12 months to complete, and then Mr. Patterson complete the Arizona Jersey Board of Students again.
I'd like to include a documentation.
Yeah, that could be included.
How many hours?
Six. Total.
And documentation, 6 hours.
I'll second for discussion. What is that? We didn't review any documentation. The purpose would be to corroborate it with the billing?
Mm-hmm. What are the... Is a three-hour course normal?
You can pick any hours that you would like.
I know, but what's a normal course?
Well, the ethics is typically completed by a gentleman at AT Still called Dr. Greg Lobin, and so he fulfills the hours that you set.
What about for the billing and?
6 hours is reasonable, 6 to 8 hours is reasonable.
Okay, and what about for the documentation?
The same.
I would like to include that these have to be in person.
Does anyone need to hear the motion again?
And how about the AZ law?
It's in there. Mm-hmm.
So the motion before you is a 12-month probation, in which time he needs to complete 3 hours of ethics, 6 hours of billing, 6 hours of documentation, successfully pass the AZ law exam, and the courses need to be in person. Is there an option for early termination?
Yes, ma'am.
And the courses need to be board approved?
They're all board approved. That's a standard policy.
Okay. With regard to the documentation, was there a documentation issue in this case?
I think there's a documentation issue when you put down that you started the treatment, it ended at a certain time, and you just continued to work. I mean, that doesn't coincide with the billing.
Right.
So, yes, I would say so.
I would have to concur as well, in that so frequently the billing is reliant on what was documented. It's got to support each other. So just far out and having been in a practice for so long that didn't value the relationship between those two, I think it's really important. And Carmona has to help provide him with the whole picture, the billing and documentation and that relationship.
Any other discussion on the motion? Would anyone need to hear it again? Nope. Okay, we're ready for the vote.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bastillo?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Mr. Flynn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. King.
Okay, it is 9:51. Does anyone need a break? Yes? Okay, let's take a 10-minute break.